American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 248. Here is the translated text as follows. 216X, American State Trials. Mrs. A. E. Marcus testified that she is a sister of Mrs. Lou Frank. On Saturday night, she played cards at Mrs. Selig's house where Mr. Frank was present, sitting out in the hall reading. Mr. Frank went to bed after 10 o'clock. She noticed nothing unusual about him. There were no bruises, marks, or signs. Mrs. M. Marrows stated that she saw Mr. Frank at 8:30 in the evening on April 26th at Mrs. Selig's residence. They played cards there, and he stayed in the hall reading. He appeared as natural as usual. M.J. Goldstein testified that he played cards on Saturday night, April 26th, at Mrs. Selig's house, arriving around 8:15. Mr. Frank was sitting in the hall, and there was nothing unusual about him. No nervousness or anxiety was observed. During cross-examination, Goldstein mentioned that Frank came in while they were playing to tell them a joke he had read. They asked him to desist as it was distracting them from the game. Frank was reading a magazine which caused him considerable merriment and laughter. T. Strauss was at the home of Mrs. Selig on Saturday night playing cards. While they played, Frank was sitting in the hall reading. Mrs. Emil Selig, recalled to the stand, categorically denied that any of the contents of Manola McKnight's affidavit were true. She stated that she had never raised Manola's wages by even a penny since she had been with her. During cross-examination, Mrs. Selig said she did not see Albert McKnight at her house on Saturday. Manola was paid $3.50 a week, and she advanced her a week's wages. The first week, she gave her $5,000 and told her to give her the change. Manola brought $1,000 the next morning and told her she kept 50 cents, which Mrs. Selig deducted the next week. She thought Mrs. Frank gave her a hat, but Mrs. Frank had never given her any money to her knowledge. Sigmund Montag, treasurer of the National Pencil Company, stated that his office is 2 blocks from the pencil factory. Frank came to his office on April 26th around 10 and stayed for an hour. He talked to Montag, his stenographer Miss Hattie Hall, and Mr. Gottheimer, one of the salesmen. Montag went to the factory almost every Saturday afternoon, and Mr. Frank would always be working at his desk on the financial sheet. On Sunday morning, Montag was asked by phone if he could identify a girl that was killed in the basement of the pencil factory. He referred the caller to Mr. Darley. After breakfast, Mr. Frank came to Montag's house. He was no more nervous than they were. Montag saw no marks, scratches, or discolorations of any sort on his face, and there were no spots on his clothing. On Monday afternoon around 3, Mr. Schiff called Montag over the telephone and asked if he would sanction the employment of the Pinkertons to ferret out this crime. Montag told Mr. Schiff to go ahead. During cross-examination, Montag stated that Mr. Frank, when he was at his house on Sunday morning, had already been to the undertaker's. Frank told him they had taken him into a dark room and flashed on a light, and he said he saw the little girl there. He described how she looked, mentioning that her face was scratched and her eye was discolored.